Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
At GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good friend Ramon Ray back with us, and we're glad he's hanging out with us. Ramon, I need your website, please.
Hey, Jim, thank you. www.smarthustle.com or ramonray.com.
Can they find the magazine there at Smart Hustle?
They can indeed. They can sign up, put their email address, and sign up for it.
So check all that out, folks. Whatever Ramon does is top shelf, and you'll be smarter when you hang out with him, and you'll thank me later for telling you about him. Hey, Ramon, as you probably know, we've got a tax reform scenario going on right now in Washington where they're talking about lowering the tax rates. And one of the things, and I wrote about this week in my column, reported on what they were doing. They are lowering rates for small businesses as well as major corporations. But for the first time, they're going to be taxing taxable income from a pass-through entity like an S-Corp or an LLC.
Right.
They're actually going to be taxing it separately from the personal income tax of the owner of the business. That's new, isn't it?
Yeah, it is new. I mean, normally speaking, it's all bundled in. I have
pass-through
type tax. Normally, it's bundled into one, and so I think they should be cautious about that. I'm a firm believer, Jim, overall in lowering taxes. I think that nobody wants to have their taxes higher, but I think the bigger issue, or a big issue, Jim, people don't understand. I was talking to some of my family, and everybody says, oh, rich people get off, and et cetera, et cetera. Not in the case you gave the pass-through. But I think that people don't understand, when there's lower taxes, when there's money that's freer, we business owners will invariably invest that
every
to grow
time.
Our company.
Ramon, I've asked business owners all over the world, not just the United States. I always ask this question. If you had lower taxes, what would you do with the money? 100% every time in my life that I've asked that question, immediately the person said I'd put it back in my business.
That's right. And Jim, for those who don't, those who are buying a yacht like Jim does, buying 10 houses like Jim does, rich people like that, they're still helping the economy, Jim. People don't understand this. If you're eating more at a restaurant, that means the waitress and the waiter are making more money. It goes in a beautiful circle.
That's how the economy works. And it's the reason why small business owners don't begrudge anything the billionaires have. I don't know any small business owner that begrudges a super rich person what they have, as long as in the process of them becoming rich, they don't prevent us from making a living, prevent us from progressing. And so one of the things that bugs me about this new tax reform is they're lowering the corporate rate to 20% top rate, but they're lowering the small business rate to 25%. And I don't like that, Ramon. I'm angry about that, frankly. And in my opinion, no corporate rate should be lower than the small business rate. Why can't we have a 20% rate too? Is a high rate.
I agree. I bet maybe they have more lobbyists.
Well, there's no question about that, Ramon. And here's the thing: you and I both know that wherever they put that number, it's to balance between can we make the people on the other side happy, and how can I raise enough money so I don't go too negative on the budget. Well, you know what? Don't balance that on the back of small business. Lower that number to 20%. That's the position I've taken this week.
Listen, I agree with you 100%. We don't want to make Jim Blasingame angry. So I hope I hope Congress and the senators, I hope the people of reason are able to talk through it. But for sure, I think there's ways to get the money the government does need, for sure, and probably spends too much of. But at the same time, I think the two halves, the great halves of our economy, the small business owners that are powering a big part of our economy, and yes, to give a nod to the larger companies. There's billions of dollars, Jim, in overseas accounts.
Let's
bring a lot of that money back home.
Well, you're making the point, Rome, because we don't have an ability to move our money around like they do.
Exactly.
We're planted in the ground. So don't make our number higher than the people who have 1,000 different flexible options to take.
Right. And I would also tell those very small businesses, Jim, and it's probably a whole other topic, but those very small businesses that don't have good financial advice to get it, because as tax law changes, if you're just doing it yourself in the back of a piece of paper, you may be losing out.
Oh, you got it. Oh, you got it. Anybody, any small business with any critical mass at all, you got to have a CPA. You got to have a tax professional doing your work. I haven't done my taxes in, golly, 45 years probably. Hey, Ramon, I need your website, please.
Thank you so much, Jim. Ramon Ray at smarthustle.com and ramonray.com.
All right. And the magazine?
Smart Hustle Magazine, and you can find that as well at smarthustle.com.
Check it out. Hey, Ramon, good job today. Come back soon.
Indeed. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but I got to take a quick break first. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that the ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.